In southwestern Pennsylvania, being a coal miner isn't just a job. It's something to be proud of.
America, it was all built by coal. My dad taught me that when I was just a young kid.
This is Tony Burnsack. He's been mining coal for 41 years, long enough to remember when it earned him some respect.
When I first started in the coal mines, that's the way it felt. Is, you know, we was needed. Every time you turn a switch on, you know it come from you, or it come from my dad or my grandpap. That's where that power come from.
Burnsack knows that today, when a lot of Americans hear the word coal, they don't think reliable electricity. They think dirty air, pollution. He does not.
I've never once bought into the idea that coal-fired power plants were killing trees and were hurting the environment. The global warming's causing ice to melt here, causing ice to melt there. And it's all because of coal? I don't believe that for one minute.
For Burnsack and his wife, Sandy, the mountain of science proving the downsides of coal is irrelevant when weighed against what it's done for their family.
Oh, it's been everything. It's given us a, you know, home, sent our children to college. It's paid for, you know, my nieces and nephews to go to college.
Pictures of grandchildren now hang in the Burnsack's living room in Masontown, Pennsylvania. It's a two-stoplight borough near the West Virginia border. And over the past 8 years, every time the Obama administration wrote a new rule to cut coal pollution, Burnsack and his neighbors felt one step closer to getting laid off.
That's what everybody was scared, that they was going to lose their job. That's what it felt like every day, something new. I felt like it was attacking me personally, me and my family. They're trying to take food out of my mouth now.
A huge coal-fired power plant less than a mile from the Burnsacks shut down a couple of years ago. Local miners and their families feared they'd be the next to lose their jobs.
It's very stressful not knowing, you know, if they're going to have a job or not.
And we all feel that way, and that's why President Trump did so well in this area. I was ecstatic when he won, I'll be honest with you.
Burnsack believed President Trump would revive the coal industry. And so far, he's happy with what Trump's done. But even he is not so sure that the president can keep some of his sweeping promises. Like this one that Trump made shortly after the election.
I will cancel job-killing restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale energy and clean coal, creating many millions of high-paying jobs.
I really don't think that there's going to be that many more jobs created, but I do think it'll stabilize. As long as we got somebody like him, hopefully coal will stay around, and hopefully that mine that we work at. Them young boys are just starting out. They got 30 to 35 years in there.
But that kind of a future is likely something that even the president can't guarantee. Coal's in trouble around the world for a lot of reasons, and the Clean Power Plan never even went into effect before Trump pulled the plug. An influx of cheap natural gas has dealt the biggest blow to the coal industry. Wind and solar are also surging around the world.
Coal's just on its way out.
Nick Mullins was also a coal miner, fifth generation from southwestern Virginia.
And anything that we do to keep saying that coal is continuing or could come back and provide as many jobs as it once did is false.
Mullins worked in the mines in his 20s, but then moved his family to Kentucky for better schools and a cleaner environment. Unlike Burnsack, he does buy the downsides of coal. He knows it's responsible for big health and environmental problems.
To increase or boost coal mining in the region, that's only going to continue creating more problems. Mining damages the body and the land and the environment and people's water sources. So we don't need to be continuing something that has been so devastating to our people.
Every time he goes back home, Mullins sees more and more abandoned houses and overgrown yards. And he thinks Trump's promises will lock Appalachia into its downward spiral.
Whenever Trump says that he's going to bring coal jobs back, all that's doing is giving people a false hope and keeping people from working towards better alternatives to coal.
Alternatives like new jobs, cleaning up old mines, or developing tourism in Appalachia.
We need to be thinking and pushing the boundaries and finding a new source of our economics instead of just propping up one industry.
Propping up an industry, or from a different perspective, restoring coal to its rightful role in the American economy. However you see it, it probably won't happen quickly, as some of today's rule changes could be tied up in court for years. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.